Good morning. Welcome you all to the worship service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? So we gather together in the name of Jesus Christ to praise the Lord, our God. You know, we are God's creatures, God made in God's own image. You know, we are beautiful. God said, you're good. So please turn to your neighbor and tell them, you are beautiful. You may want to chat in. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. You're beautiful.
You are beautiful.
You're beautiful. Yes. You are beautiful. Let us worship God with all our hearts and minds and soul. Praise the Lord.
Dear Lord, thank you for this glorious morning. A morning that reminds us of the miracle of your creation and our place in it. When you made us, you breathed life into our bodies and touched us, creating not just our physical beings, but also our souls, the part of us that is also part of you. May we remember that we come from you and that you live in us, giving us the power and will to keep ourselves safe from illness. Also, let us remember that it is the love of God that ties us to one another, and that love will help us find understanding as our communities struggle with anger and injustice. Lord, teach us to repent of our fear, anger, and selfishness. Show us that our attitudes, words, and deeds may separate us from our own best selves, the part of us that touches you. Help us repent of these sins so we may live in love and goodwill through you and in you. Bless us, Lord, and be with us forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, come as you are. God, embrace us as we are. Let us praise the Lord through this song. Change my heart, O God. Amen.
Well, welcome everybody. And maybe in a little bit we might do some coloring, because we have the coloring for today in this picture here. Do you recognize this picture?
Yeah.
This is when Jesus was saying goodbye to his disciples, and I actually have another picture of it in this Bible here. This is the Desmond Tutu Bible. He here. It's a story where Jesus was talking to his friends after he was resurrected, after Jesus came back for Easter. He was talking with his friends, his disciples, about all the things that God had done, all the ways God loved them, and then told them, I have to go away now. I have to leave. So, what do you think? How do you think they felt when Jesus said,
But why do you have to go away?
Why do you have to go away? You just came back. Why do you have to go? I think that probably makes a lot of sense. Jesus said that God loves you. Tell everybody else that God loves you. Let everybody know that you can all be a part of the family of God. And then he said, and I will send my spirit to be with you. And I will be with you always. I will be with you always, he said. So then he disappeared. And they've got to be thinking, what do you think the disciples were thinking? Where did Jesus go? Oh my goodness, that's crazy. So let me ask you a question. Am I with you right now? Am I with you? Am I here? Now, what if I stand over here?
Yeah.
Am I still with you?
Yeah.
Really? Why?
You're still in the house.
I'm still in the house, yeah. Okay. What if I was in Toronto? Would I be with you?
No.
I wouldn't be with you then. But what if I was talking to you from Toronto on Zoom? Would I be with you? Really? Why?
Because
we can see each other. And what do we do on Zoom? We talk, we laugh, we giggle, we tell jokes. What do you do with your Dee Dee and your Papa or your Nina and your Pop on Zoom? You play games. You tell stories. You laugh and giggle. You connect with them.
I'm getting good on this.
Great job. And you might work on a project together, like work on Legos together. They can help you even though they're apart. So there are different ways of being with somebody. You know, it's great to be with people in person. I can imagine the disciples, when they were hanging out with Jesus, can you imagine how special they felt, how great they felt to just be around Jesus? Can you imagine what it would be like to walk with Jesus in the real world? What do you think about that?
Right.
That would be pretty awesome. And then when Jesus died, they were sad when he came back. They were elated. They were excited. They couldn't be happier. And then he had to go away again? Crazy. I'm sure that they felt very sad about that. But Jesus said, I'm coming back, but in a different way. I will be with you, just not in the way that we were before. So there's a different ways of being with each other. There's different ways of being with us and each other when we're on Zoom, when we're having virtual church, when we're having virtual meetings, when we're having virtual playtimes, or when we're being socially distant, when we're playing outside or going to the outdoors areas and parks and stuff. We can't be with each other in the same way we were before while we are in this COVID time. But we can still connect. We can still love. What makes us human is still there. What makes you special is still there. What makes you loved is still there. So another thing is, a lot of you all are about to head back to school, either in person or on Zoom or doing some sort of virtual learning. There is a lot of different ways that people might be going back to school right now. And so you might be feeling all kinds of different feelings. You might be very excited. You might be a little nervous. Your parents might be a little nervous. There's a lot of feelings going on. And it's really good to know that God is with us, that God stays with us and loves us, even though God is not always, you can't see God in the way that we see each other on Zoom or the way that we see our friends when we're in person. But God is with us still. God stays with us no matter what's going on. God stays connected with us because God is with us always. The Holy Spirit connects us and binds us and wraps us up in God's love.
Okay.
Not around your neck, though. So, let's remember that, especially as we start heading towards back to school, and as we start heading towards opening Sunday, in which we'll remember that God is with us as a community of faith. Even in this crazy time, God is still with us as a community. So we're going to have opening Sunday for the children and youth here next week, and I can't wait for that, to see everybody. And it's a great time to remember how we are connected and together, and with one community, we can share in the Spirit of God. So, you ready to pray? Dear Jesus, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for being with us.
Always, always, always.
Always, always, always.
For never leaving us.
And for never leaving us.
For always loving us.
Always loving us.
When we feel unloved.
When we feel unloved.
Or scared.
Or scared.
Or somehow small.
Somehow small.
Just help us remember.
Help us remember.
How much you love us.
How much you love us.
Amen.
Amen.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." From Romans chapters 5 and 6. God's love was given so that all people could see how sinful they were. But as people sinned more and more, God's wonderful grace became more abundant. So just as sin ruled all over all people and brought them to death, now God's wonderful grace rules instead, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of his wonderful grace? Of course not. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? Or have you forgotten that when we were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined him in his death? For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with him. And from John chapter 8, Jesus turned to the Jews who had claimed to believe in him. "If you stick with this, living out what I tell you, you are my disciples for sure. Then you will experience for yourselves the truth, and the truth will make you free."
We talked about Jesus and Zacchaeus last Sunday. Do you remember the story? Who was Zacchaeus? He was a chief tax collector, and he was wealthy. He was very wealthy. You know, it means that he worked for Romans, the imperial oppressive authority over the Jews. And he had financially ripped off a whole lot of his own people for a long period of time. So people viewed him as a scum of the society. They considered him as one of the most immoral persons. One day, Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was passing through his town. He wanted to see Jesus, so he ran to the street. But he had to realize that he was too short. He was too short, not only physically, but also morally, ethically, and spiritually. He was short in many aspects. But he still wanted to see Jesus, but he didn't want Jesus to see him. So Zacchaeus ran down to the street and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see Jesus. Then what happened? Jesus found him, right? Jesus found him on the tree, and then he told Zacchaeus, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed Jesus gladly. And then the sinner Zacchaeus and the Savior Jesus lived happily ever after. The end. Right? Is that the end of the story? No. Zacchaeus was a sinner. He was badly broken. So he hid the sycamore fig tree while he wanted to see Jesus. But Jesus found him and embraced him. Jesus embraced who he was. Jesus even invited him to the relationship with Jesus. What a wonderful grace. Jesus said, "I must stay with you tonight." Jesus didn't say, "Could I? Would you mind?" No. Jesus invited him, "I must stay at your house today." Today. Not in a week or in a year, but today. And then Zacchaeus decided to change his lifestyle. He decided to make a turn from the sinful ways to godly ways. "Look, Lord, here and now." Again, not in a week or a month or a year. "Here and now, I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." When Zacchaeus experienced Jesus' grace, he decided to change his lifestyle from the sinful ways to the godly ways right away. He truly repented. The word repentance literally means changing the directions. Changing the directions. Repentance is more, just much more than feeling sorry for what you have done. It means change my lifestyle upside down, inside out. When we Christians say, "I repent before God and the people," we mean I make decision to live the life God wants me to live here and now. When Zacchaeus experienced Jesus embracing him, he repented and started living the life God wanted him to live right away. Then Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house." The word salvation literally means wholeness opposing to brokenness. Now Jesus has healed him, his brokenness, and has made him whole again. Do you really appreciate God's grace for you? God's unconditional love and grace for you? Then what do you do with the gift of God's unconditional love and grace? In Romans chapter 5, verses 20 and 21, the Bible says, "God's law was given so that all people could see how sinful they were. But as people sinned more and more, God's wonderful grace became more abundant." Sounds great, isn't it? So just as sin ruled over all people and brought them to death, now God's wonderful grace rules instead, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. How great! What good news! As people sinned more and more, God's wonderful grace became more abundant. And the Bible goes on, "Well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of His wonderful grace?" Nice try. What is the answer? Of course not. In chapter 6, verse 2, the Bible says, "Of course not. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? Verses 6 through 8, our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. Did you hear me? We are no longer slaves to sin, for when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with Him. When Jesus invited Zacchaeus to relationship with Him, he stood up and told Jesus, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I'll pay back 4 times the amount." Zacchaeus truly appreciated Jesus Christ's saving grace, and he started living his life accordingly. How about you? Do you appreciate God's grace or manipulate it? Have you repented your sins? So have you changed the direction of your lifestyle from destructive and harmful ways to Jesus' ways? Have you stopped the poisoning patterns that have harmfully impacted your body, mind, and souls? At this point, let me ask a fundamental question. Then why do I want to repent? Why do I want to change my lifestyle to Jesus' way? Because Jesus' way is the way to life. Because I will be free when I stick to His words and live out what He tells me. When Zacchaeus repented, the money which had Zacchaeus' heart and had tangled him up became nothing to him now. Something most important to him in the past became nothing to him. When he repented, Jesus set him free from his brokenness, and Zacchaeus became liberated by his grace. Freedom. Freedom. If you stick with this, living out what I tell you, you are my disciples for sure, then you will experience for yourselves the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:31-32. The truth will set you free. Why do I want to repent? Why do I want to change my lifestyle to Jesus' way? Because Jesus' way is the way to life. Because I'll be free. Then why here and now? Because I may not have tomorrow. For God so loved the world that God gave God's one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. God shows God's great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Romans 5:8. While we are still sinners, God shows God's great love for us by sending God's one and only Son. And He died on the cross to forgive all our sins. And this God wants us to fully enjoy the freedom here and now. That freedom God gave us through Jesus Christ, life, passion, death, and resurrection. God is your co-pilot. God wants to cooperate with God. And God has done God's part, and now it is your turn. Do you want to enjoy the journey with God as you cooperate with God? Or do you want to say, "Hey, I'm well educated, and I have a pretty good job, and I'm self-sufficient, and my way is the highway"? One day, one of my brothers at Narcotics Anonymous, he had his ninth anniversary. He had stayed clean for 9 years. That's huge. So we celebrated together. And I asked him, "Hey, what do you feel?" And he answered, "Freedom. Freedom." "Then how did you make it for 9 years?" He said, with God's help, just for today. Just for today. With all God's heart, God wants you to fully enjoy the freedom Jesus gives as we stick to His words and live out the life He wants us to live each day. Each day. One day at a time. And that day becomes a week, and week becomes a month, and month a year, and years. Today, Jesus Christ invites us, "I must stay with you today. Come now." Don't you want to stop those poisoning patterns that harmfully impact your body, mind, and soul today? Don't you want to repent here and now? Don't you want to change your lifestyle to Jesus' way and enjoy that true freedom Jesus gives? My siblings in Christ, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, invites us to the relationship with Him. That intimate relationship with Him today. Come now. God bless you all. Amen. Yes, we want to live the life Jesus Christ gives us with that freedom, that liberation. So let us praise the Lord through this song, "Living for Jesus." Living for Jesus together. Amen. Amen. We are going to have the Holy Communion, so I hope that by now you have bread and grape juice you have prepared. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take it. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup again and gave thanks to God and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of this, your mighty act in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Let us pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory. And we feast at his heavenly banquet through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Now I'd like to invite you, you know, who are worshiping in the sanctuary, to come forward and receive this cup and bread. This is body and blood of Christ given for you. Amen. Send this is body and blood of Christ given for you. Amen. Change this is body and blood of Christ given for you. Jenny, this is body and blood of Christ given for you. Amen. Susan, this is body and blood of Christ. As we've experienced God's grace through God's Word and the Holy Communion, please join me in response to God's grace together. God wants our love. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amounts of our offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with a grateful heart. Amen. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen. You know, let us put our offering in the Bible, if you have not done. And let us pray together for the God's ministries and missions you know, God has been doing in us and through us. You know, as you pray for all those people, God would reach out through our missions and ministries. You know, you may send the offering to the church, which is 435 Central Street, Acton, Massachusetts. St. Matthew's United Methodist Church, 435 Central Street, Acton, Massachusetts. Or you visit our church website and you find several different ways to send your offerings to church so that we will continue to do our missions and ministries. And this time, as we do it, let us give thanks to the Lord. So you may share, you know, your thanksgiving with the people around you, or you may want to chat in. You know, I'm grateful to God for this. I'm grateful to God for that. So what are you grateful to God for today? Gracious God, we give thanks to you have given to us this wonderful family of faith. We have our grandparents and parents and our children. Yes, we are one family. So as we take this journey together as one family, but we don't want just to have the love and the joy in the house. We want to share the beautiful love and care with all our community. So Lord, we give you thanks for all the connection you have been providing to us. Connection to our community and beyond. So Lord, fill our heart with the thanksgiving so that we cheerfully give and share our financial resources and our presence and our stories. And if there is someone who feels lonely at this moment, they may hear this good news we share through all our ministries and missions, Lord. Gracious Lord, thank you for being our God. We give you thanks with all our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You know, today is the first Sunday of the month, and each the first Sunday of each month, you know, is our food ministry, you know, Sunday. So as you see here, we have all these gifts of foods. You know, looks good? Yeah, so thank you for all your participation, and we'll continue to do it. So let us pray together. Gracious Lord, our God, yes, Lord, as we acknowledge you as the deep provider. And Lord, we give you thanks for all the foods you put on our table, Lord. But Lord, we decide to share that gift with the people who may need them. As we continue to do this food ministry, Lord, bless us and bless all those people who will share these fruits with us, Lord. As their bodies get nourished, Lord, may you fill their heart with something beautiful that comes from you, Lord. So their hearts and minds and soul will be nourished as well. And we affirm that we are all your people, regardless. Thank you for this opportunity. And thank you for all this relationship. You help us to build and develop within this church and beyond. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And we are going to pray together, and I'm sure we share the prayer request. So as I say, this is my prayer, then please respond saying, this is our prayer. So our worship leaders are here, so please say a little bit louder so the people on YouTube, they can feel it. Great, thank you. Moran, his wife Lynn, and all their family on death of their son Tim. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Andrea Bonner lifts up for healing and peace and answers my sister-in-law Betty and her husband Craig. Craig is again in the hospital for infection, third time in recent weeks. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Prayers for Elizabeth, who is feeling very isolated at Apple Valley in Ayr. I give thanks that her daughter reports she is much improved in her ability to communicate. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Please pray for Barbara Ketz, K-E-T-Z, was admitted to Care One assisted living yesterday. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Prayers for all those suffering from the effects of intense heat and severe weather, be it fires, the residual effects from Hurricane Laura or severe storms that again hit Minnesota and Iowa. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Prayers for all those working peacefully in love and compassion for racial and social justice. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Cameron asks prayers for her aunt and uncle who live in Brazil and have tested positive for COVID. They are at home and feeling okay so far. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Prayers for Lynn Tibbet and her family on the loss of her father Jack to cancer this past Friday. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
And Gregory prays to have a kinder world. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Let us pray. Let us take a moment of silence. Pray for all these prayer requests. And if someone comes into heart this morning, let us pray for those who need our prayers. Let us pray. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now let us exchange the sign of peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you all. The peace of Christ be with you. I have several announcements to share with you today. First of all, thank you very much all, with all the worship leaders. Thank you so much. And thank you very much for joining us in worship this morning. If it's your first time to worship with us, please and send me an email so that we can get connected. You know, you can find my email address on the church website, pastor@stmatthews.org. if you have any questions or if you'd like to have a pastor visit, please send me an email. We have just started this group gathering with the pastor, which is called Sit and Chat. We had the first meeting yesterday. It's happening outdoor, you know, keeping the distance and wearing masks. I'm sure all the church members found that information in the weekly news. You see the schedules and the hosting persons on the list. And these hosting persons will send you invitations. So if you live in that particular area, but if you have not received the invitation, then you may inquire, you know, and contact that the hosting person in your area. You see all the areas on the schedule as well. And on September 19th, from 6 through 7:30, we are going to have a Boston Share Network virtual fundraiser event. And you will see that information on our weekly news. But you may want to invite you to mark on your calendar, September 19th, from 6 through 7:30. It's online, and we are going to have a music, comedy, and storytelling, and even dance. So please join us. It's a wonderful ministry. Wonderful ministry. Our annual fundraiser helps us support Boston's homeless population by providing IDs, job interview, transportation, and moving costs. So please join us and participate in this very meaningful ministry together. Again, you know, first Sunday of each month is Food Sunday. So please join us. And I'm sure God will continue to do wonderful ministries through this ministry. And after this service, we are going to get together. We are going to have a virtual coffee hour. So you can find that Zoom link, you know, on the church website. And I hope that somebody put it in our the YouTube, you know, chat. And also in the comment. And the password is coffee hour. It's a one word, coffee hour. So please join us. My siblings in Christ, now go in peace. If you have, stop hiding. Jesus finds you and embraces you as you are. And God is willing, able and willing to change you, heal you, heal your brokenness, and make you whole again. So now go in peace with assurance, our God is good. God is good all the time, all the time, God is good. Let us praise the Lord in our daily life. And we want to bless each other through this song together.